We go now to Akron Beacon Journal reporter Doug Livingston. He's been reporting on the inauguration on the ground all day in Washington. Doug, would you describe the mood on the streets of Washington? There have been celebrations and protests throughout the day. What have you seen?
Yeah, it's been kind of topsy-turvy. I've been trying to process the mood of the day. It seems to be bipolar. We've had Trump supporters and dissidents mixed together in crowds throughout the day, whether they've been waiting to get to the National Mall to witness the inauguration, sometimes waiting hours to get through these checkpoints. On the National Mall, we saw some protests, but it was largely a patriotic group of Trump supporters who are very, very happy to see a outsider do what he said he was going to do throughout the entire campaign. Return the power to the people, take the power away from the parties, take it away from Washington, D.C., really be the people's champion. Shortly afterward, we heard of protests that had moved into the streets and marches that ended, I'd say, about three or four blocks north of the White House, and really turned actually kind of chaotic and violent. And there was altercations, stones thrown between cops and protesters, tear gas. It was quite a scene. I was trying to piece together what happened by interviewing people in trees and standing on cars, and it was really disheartening, but it really showed the full gamut of emotions that are running high in the city on this inauguration day.
Yeah, Doug, we're talking to Doug Livingston from the Akron Beacon Journal live in Washington. Just as the inauguration parade is wrapping up, we're seeing marches of military police and Donald Trump and Melania Trump waving to the crowd. You're saying just blocks away there are fires, police fighting protesters. It does seem to represent the disparity in the nation.
Yeah, I think it really does represent the division, but more so the very acute frustration by some people. Some people are feeling in a Trump presidency. We're seeing some people so happy and proud today for what they've been able to accomplish in electing Donald Trump, and to see so many people disheartened to the point of really turning to destruction, and that's really the only way to describe it. I watched a woman with a black bandana over her face tear windshield wipers off of an SUV, then deface the side of it. The SUV next to it had all the windows busted out. A couple people were standing on top of it. In the street were three trash cans and three newspaper stands, all lit on fire. A park bench was then thrown on top. A cop car tried to make it through the crowd to assess the damage and what it would take to get things under control. And that cop car had its back window busted out as it kind of sped away, pushing the crowd with it. It was really a shocking display. And I think there really is a very violent contingent in that crowd, and which is, again, I think disquieting, because a couple blocks to the east in McPherson Park, which is directly north of the White House, within earshot of the White House, there are large, peaceful protests and actually some amazing interactions with Trump supporters and some folks who are definitely not happy with the incoming administration, exchanging ideas, talking, having healthy discussions. So there is hope and there is despair only blocks away.
And Doug Livingston, with just a few seconds left, I want to ask you about if you ran into any people planning to march tomorrow. The Women's March is planned for Washington. Have you talked to anybody who might be taking part in that? What maybe is the feeling ahead of that?
Sure. We reached out to some folks from back in Ohio, mostly women who are attending the rally, attending the march tomorrow, and we're waiting on them to slowly trickle into town tonight. Interestingly enough, I have spoken with a couple Hillary Clinton supporters who thought that they would be witnessing a much different inauguration, the first female inaugurated president today. They had bought plane tickets before the election results had come in, and they're here using those plane tickets, which apparently are non-refundable, and using that to either witness the inauguration as a historical event or to join the protests and join the marches and use their time in the Capitol to voice their frustration. But we are hearing that the crowds that will be here tomorrow should really dwarf what we've seen in terms of large bodies of people moving throughout the city. So it'll be something to observe.
That's Doug Livingston, reporter from the Akron Beacon Journal, reporting live from Washington, attending the inauguration. Thank you so much, Doug. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care.